Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com.
At the core of this is the following idea. Again, we're made in the image of God. We are wired for relationship. The fall has broken that. For many poor people around the world, the brokenness manifests itself in what some would call a marred self-image. Oftentimes, poor people have a sense of inferiority, a sense of shame, a sense of incapacity. That broken relationship with self looks for them like a marred self-image. But you and I are broken too. But for most of us who have material resources in North America, the way that we are broken in our relationship with ourselves is that we're a little bit too proud, a little bit too haughty. We think that we have been uniquely gifted by God to perform better and to create wealth in a way that the poor can't. And so we have a little bit of a problem of pride. And when those of us who have a sense of pride interact with those who have a sense of shame and inferiority, it's a bad mix. Because the way that we speak towards them, the way that we interact with them, tends to confirm in them that they are inferior. And as that happens, they tend to become more passive. They tend to sit back. They tend to wait for us to fix them. And as they do that, we tend to get more disgusted. We tend to say, man, they're not showing much initiative. Man, they're not really showing much entrepreneurship. Man, they're waiting for me to do everything for them. And so their shame is enhanced, and our pride is enhanced, and both parties are worse off at the end of the day. So I'm going to talk about some particular interventions, but what I really want our readers to hear, or our listeners to hear, is that at the core of this, the primary strategy is actually our repentance. Repentance of our sense of pride, repentance of our sense of superiority, and an embracing of the good news of the gospel, which is that we stink, but that Jesus doesn't stink. And he comes in, he starts to give us a new aroma. But if we ever start to think that new aroma is something that we conjured up ourselves, we'll always be tending towards pride. And so repentance and embracing of the gospel is the primary strategy here. And then out of that, there's all kinds of interventions we can talk about. There's kind of a foundational approach. It's called asset-based development, which says as you're engaging with poor individuals and poor communities, start off not with what's wrong with them, start off with what's right. Ask them to identify their own gifts, their own abilities. Ask them to articulate their own goals and dreams. Then ask them how they can use their own gifts and abilities and resources to achieve their goals and dreams. And then how can we come alongside of them in that process? And so it shifts it away from a focus on what are we going to do to them or for them towards what do they have? What can they accomplish? And how can we come alongside of them as they rediscover their role as stewards and image bearers?
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.